Introduction. Fire in the Streets. Being born and raised in Connecticut, you cannot help but have a thirst for awakening. Charles Finney, Jonathan Edwards, and David Brainerd were all born here. D.L. Moody and countless others were born in these six states that make up New England. Fire, revival, souls, awakening. All words that describe a period in America and the world that we call the Great Awakening. As a new believer in Jesus, I knew I was going to give my life to become part of seeing this again. Little did I realize that within a month span of each other, two events would take place that would completely change my life. My wife, Debbie, and I pastor a beautiful church in New London, Connecticut, called Engaging Heaven Church, EHC. And shortly after outgrowing more than one storefront, we were given an amazing opportunity to purchase a 750-seat sanctuary in downtown New London, a church building that was used during the Great Awakening. Many well-known early-century revivalists, like George Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards, all had ministered there. This massive, gray-stoned, steepled church would now belong to us. I knew it was not about the building alone, but buying it would be a sign of hope that God was going to do this kind of awakening again across America and the world. Shortly after we acquired this building, the Lord visited us in a unique way, and we would never be the same. We host monthly fire nights at our church, at which I speak or have different guests come in. We really set this time aside to contend for revival and go after God. One of my spiritual fathers, Dr. Brian Simmons, was scheduled to come speak on a Saturday night, but because of snow, of course, it was delayed and unable to make the service. I felt strongly that the Lord wanted us to continue whether or not he came, so I would just speak and we would do extended worship. About 30 minutes into worship, I sensed something was different. The atmosphere was electric. God wants to speak tonight, I thought. During worship, I opened my eyes and saw a vision. Jesus was at the altar of this historic church, and in front of him was a stone well, such as you would draw water out of. On this stone well were written the words, "Fires of Awakening." Coming out of the well was fire, what looked to be liquid fire, bubbling out of it. Immediately, I felt God's presence and began to ask what Jesus was saying. I heard this, "I am about to ignite the fires of awakening again. This will be an end-time fire and will not be quenched. I am about to set America on fire. The nations will burn for me again. This fire will burn in the streets. It will not go out. Burning ones will take this fire and reap the end-time harvest of souls." I began to burn with holy fire. I have been blessed to speak in some of the greatest revival churches all around the world. I have met some of the greatest generals of revival, and in my 20s, I experienced revival firsthand. I am privileged to have relationships within many movements, and I have even authored a book on revival. I knew this was the real thing. Instantly, I realized how dry I was. In spite of my position and my desire for revival, I recognized my need for him. I began weeping at the thought of genuine fire sweeping across America. I knew this night would be historic. I went up to the platform and fell under God's power instantly. His glory was so strong. Before I even shared my encounter, people were weeping.